Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
All right, so more than 15 million Americans are responsible for the care of a loved one with Alzheimer's disease, a situation that can quickly lead to feeling overwhelmed while trying to balance between the full-time needs of a dependent adult and also the caregiver's own physical and mental health. My guest is Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and she's here to discuss her guidebook for Alzheimer's caregivers. Dr. Westheimer, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you. I like your title, Healthy Talk. I did that because like you people, I have a lot of friends where one partner or the other are afflicted by that awful, awful disease. And the major point that I'm talking in that book, Dr. Ruth's Guide for the Alzheimer's Caregiver, is that you have to, the caregiver, family or paid caregiver, it doesn't matter, have to accept people's help. When they say, can I do something, not to say no, thank you.
Good point.
To say, yes, yeah. Come so I can go to the hairdresser. Yes, come so I can go to a movie, a cup of coffee. Because if we don't do that, I know a lot about training paraprofessionals. Because that was my doctoral dissertation when I worked for Planned Parenthood. So I am aware of caregivers running out of steam. Because this is a terrible disease that goes on for a long time. They have to take, accept help. Have to say, I cannot do that all by myself.
Right. Dr. Ruth, why do you think some caregivers do that, though? Why do they feel like...
Because they're frustrated, because it's a terrible disease, and Alzheimer's person can't really engage in any, quote, good conversation. Very often they can still, as you know, they can still talk about childhood and talk about other things, but then they repeat everything. And so it's very, very difficult. I also say something that is not easily accepted, Dr. Mike. I say that maybe the caregiver, if it's the husband, if it's the wife, it's all right to have an affair of their own. Because that will only help them to keep their morale up. It's very difficult to talk about that because very often the family, the children, particularly the adult children, are then horrified. How can that father have a girlfriend? And I'm saying very difficult, but maybe it is necessary in order to be able to continue to be a good caregiver.
Right.
So I'm not getting on a bandwagon saying, go out, everybody, have some sex. Or go out and find somebody in the street. But I'm saying, if somebody can have a relationship with somebody, while giving care, they should take advantage of it.
I think I see both sides of that. I can see how when I'm focusing on the caregiver, how that makes sense. You know, go and have a date with somebody, go to a nice dinner. I see that. But then when I look at it from the child's perspective, I can see maybe how they may not be happy that their mom or dad is now on a date, even though they're still married to the other parent.
But the children have to know that awful disease, which you people in the medical profession have to find a cure. That awful disease is so debilitating, it is so depressing, it is so sad that if somebody can form a relationship, and you know what's happening very often in my experience in talking to so many people, that they form a relationship with somebody whom they have known before. Maybe a woman whose husband passed away or was long time sick, and a man whose wife now has Alzheimer's. And I'm saying that children have to, as difficult as it is, have to keep their mouth shut. They don't have to stand there applaud. They don't have to be part of their sexual relationship. It should be discreet, no question, but they should not make it more difficult.
But you, now you have a chapter in your book talking about how to maintain a loving relationship. Now sometimes the caregiver isn't a spouse or something. Sometimes you're taking care of a parent yourself. But specifically with a caregiver who is taking care of a husband or a wife, are there ways to maintain the love in that relationship even in late stage Alzheimer's, or is it just is the disease too devastating?
Yeah. First of all, bravo to you. You do your homework. You would get an A in my class. Right now, I just...
Dr. Ruth gave me an A. Everybody hear that?
Right. Right now, I teach at Columbia. I teach this college, a graduate class, on the family in the media. You would get an A. But I cannot say if they can maintain a relationship, because I can just think of, and you and I can discuss that, if a man has a wife with Alzheimer's, let's suppose they do have sex. 2 minutes later, she doesn't remember. It's a very difficult thing to say you should remain in that sexual relationship with your partner. If it works in the early stages, if that patient, man or woman, still can get pleasure out of it, especially the touching and hugging and holding, fine. But I'm talking about when this is not possible. I would like people not to feel guilty. I don't want them to go to psychiatrists, because I want them to hear what you and I discuss, that very sad what has happened to you, but go out and make the best of what you can do for yourself. Then you'll be a better caregiver.
Okay, now let me ask you this now, Dr. Ruth. So here I have a good friend of mine. Yes. Who is taking care of her mom, who unfortunately now is in late stage Alzheimer's, and it's pretty bad. And my friend, she's going through a really hard time with this, because she's gotten to the point where she's almost resenting her mom
because of
having to take care of her. How do we help that?
I tell you what we have to say to that. Your resentment is very, I can understand it, period. Not to dwell on it. I'm not sending her to a psychiatrist. Why she resents. I can understand it very well. Here, you are now an adult, and now you have to take care of your own mother as if she was a baby, changing diapers, everything else. And the worst is if that mother doesn't even recognize you, or if she says to you, where have you been, even so you are there every day? Very, very upsetting, and people have to hear you and me say, very upsetting. Period. Mm-hmm. Go out and do something about it. If you love the opera, go to the opera. If you like concerts, do concerts. If you are lucky and you have a sexual partner, make sure that you don't permit yourself to think about the sad aspect of your life, but to rejoice in the caressing and in the sexual partnership.
Okay. Not easy. Now, obviously, a great resource is Dr. Ruth Westheimer's book, the Dr. Ruth's Guide to the Alzheimer's Caregiver. But let me ask you this. Are there any other resources, Dr. Ruth, that you also like, maybe that you used in writing your guidebook that you could share?
Right. I tell you one thing, that the Cleveland Clinic has a tremendous amount of material. And Larry Ruvo is a businessman, but he has an Alzheimer's center in memory of his father in Las Vegas. And there are chapters of Alzheimer's Society. You have to find the one that, that you like particularly well.
Okay.
I'm not a medical doctor, I don't talk about the medical aspect. But, for example, I have on page 160 a caregiver stress test.
Okay.
Can you find 160? Right. You really do your homework. I like you.
Thank you. It's Dr. Ruth's Guide for the Alzheimer's Caregiver. And all of her books and shows, you can check them out at drruth.com. Great, simple website. Dr. Ruth, thank you so much for coming on Healthy Talk. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.